A new documentary about a man's search for a living kidney donor combines medical drama and rock music. Pat Spurgeon is the drummer with the rock band Rogue Wave. He was born with only one kidney, which started to lose function while he was a teenager. He received a kidney transplant and went on with his life. But in 2004, as Rogue Wave prepared for a U.S. concert tour, that kidney began to fail. Instead of leaving the band, Spurgeon hit the road with his drums, his dialysis machine, and a video camera.
Basically, I just wanted to make a film that showed people how this particular type of dialysis allows you to be mobile and kind of carry on with your life as if you didn't have a problem other than having to do dialysis every day. So I really wanted to show that in the film.
Spurgeon took his idea to his friend Jim Granato, an independent filmmaker and videographer.
All in all, it took 3 years to make. It follows 2 years on the road with Rogue Wave. The story was happening all over the country. So I think this is the first film of its kind, really, in a way, to chronicle an individual's route with dialysis, and despite the odds of being on tour with a band, et cetera, and also his quest for a potential donor, but also going through that process of actually receiving a kidney.
Pat Spurgeon.
We were passing through San Francisco. I stopped and did a little blood test because the doctors were concerned about something. We found out that I had this problem with my kidney deteriorating.
The documentary is called Detour. The D is for dialysis. And Granato says making it turned out to be a collective labor of love.
Frankly, there was no money. There was no funding whatsoever for this film. I simply gave Pat a camera to, you know, document his life. It was very new to Pat, but he was shooting things as he saw it from the road, you know, and he was able to shoot himself. Like, there are scenes where he shoots himself in the mirror a couple of days before going through a big operation. So that basically led to his bandmates having cameras and helping filming things on the road. And then once, you know, I was able to receive some donations myself through friends and family, then I was able to go and do a little bit of traveling myself and film them on the road.
Through this documentary, Spurgeon says he wanted to share with viewers the challenges he had to deal with being on tour and on dialysis.
I had dietary restrictions, which were really tough to meet, especially being on the road and eating food that's been prepared at restaurants, because my restrictions were low sodium, low potassium, low protein. It really eliminates quite a bit of food options. And also, when I was on dialysis, I was prone to retaining fluids in my body. So my legs and feet would swell up and it would cause high blood pressure.
But music gave him the will to survive.
Music is my entire world. It's all of my stress. It's all of my joy. It's all of my creativity.
It was pretty much the only thing that kept me going through the whole dialysis process. And there's one song of ours in particular called Cheaper Than Therapy. The song pertains to my situation. The theme of the song is how music is sort of like therapy for people going through certain things.
Spurgeon received a new kidney in 2006. The surgery, which was also documented in Detour, changed his life.
I got a kidney actually a lot earlier than expected. The donor was a young man who passed away out here in California. And my general health between dialysis and now having my new kidney is like night and day. I feel much better now with a transplanted kidney. The only thing I have to do now is take medication twice daily, and that's for the rest of my life. And the medication, what it does is it lowers my immune system so that I don't reject this kidney.
Whether on tour, making Detour, or promoting the documentary, he says, his goal has always been to draw people's attention to what kidney patients go through and what others can do to help.
We've been screening this film or going around with it to certain film festivals. Seems like after every film festival, when we do Q&A, a question and answer session, that people are very surprised by the film, very moved, and a lot of the times they'll come up and say, I'm going to make sure that my license says that I'm a donor, or that I'm going to sign up to become an organ donor right away. And the film really moves a lot of people. It's a kind of an educational tool,
obviously,
in a way.
If someone's kidney is failing and you have two healthy kidneys, why wouldn't you give them the other one?
I'm thinking it's a sign.
Rock musician Pat Spurgeon continues his busy schedule with Rogue Wave. The band just finished recording its fourth CD and is getting ready for another tour next year. And Spurgeon says he'll continue to find time to spread awareness about the life-changing gift of organ donation. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.
Rock and roll and friendship are going to save the day.
That God himself did make us into correspond. Shapes like puzzle pieces from the clay. When you were out there on the road for several weeks of shows, and when you scowled, oh lady, oh, I hope this song will guide you home. They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now, they'll say, yeah. But everything looks perfect from far away.